You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is camouflage? In the science of biology, the study of living organisms and their life processes, camouflage refers to coloration or structures that help to hide the organism or change how it looks. It's a natural disguise to aid in being a predator or to avoid becoming prey. According to my Merriam-Webster dictionary, the word camouflage was first used in 1917. Now, this was during World War I, when military uniforms and equipment had changed from bright and colorful to plain and hidden. However, the concept of animal camouflage, or disguising coloration, had been studied by biologists well before the First World War. For example, in the year 350 BC, the famous Greek philosopher Aristotle wrote a book called History of Animals. Aristotle described how an octopus can change its coloration to look like stones on the ocean's floor to blend in. Now, there are many different types of camouflage in the natural world. Something called resembling the background is what Aristotle's octopus did, or a moth that lands on a tree that has its same coloration. Mimesis is when the animal looks like something specific but plain, a walking stick that looks like a twig, or a grasshopper that looks like a leaf. Countershading is where the top or back on an animal is dark and its front or stomach is light, like a shark. If you're above the shark, it's harder to see it with deeper, darker water below the shark. And if you're below it, with that lighter colored belly, it's harder to see the shark against the brighter surface water up above. Disruptive coloration is where a light and dark pattern makes it difficult to see the animal or its size or shape. The disruptive stripes of a tiger or spots of a jaguar are good examples. Eliminating shadow is where an animal decreases the shadow it casts. This can be accomplished by aligning the length of its body towards the sun rather than the side of its body, which is wider and would cast a longer shadow. Other ways to decrease shadow include flattening the body or having spines or fringes on the sides of the body. You can easily see shadow elimination with a fun family activity. You'll need a flashlight or spotlight and two feathers. Make sure one feather has the barbs tightly connected and the other feather is very plumed and fluffy. Shine a light over each feather and look at the shadow. Compare those shadows. The fluffy feather alters and softens the shadow so it's less defined and harder to see the specific shape. The one where the barbs are tightly connected, smooth outline, so it's an example of being easily able to see an animal. Well, we've just learned a little bit about camouflage. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.